Everybody, no more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. Welcome, welcome, listeners all around this beautiful world. I am your host, Kathy Clyburn, and I am so happy and just glad that you chose to tune in to Bring Back the Family, Focus on the Youth. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. Keep that in mind. Okay, so we're going to start out with our scripture and our prayer. And I want to just first start with with introducing our host, our co-host, and youth host. And, so they are, God has just brought us all together to serve the youth in the way that he would have us to serve them and just do our part and bring in awareness to what we need to do for our youth educationally, spiritually, and so that they can make this world a better place, okay? And so I just want to introduce our host, our other host, which is Jacqueline Vandergriff. We have Rebecca Johnson, Callie Pierce, and our youth and young adult host, Shania Cox and Jacob Rimron. And, you know, our very own Wrap It Up host, the awesome Pastor O from Runner for Christ Ministries. Serious lineup. So we're just going to have our scripture read by Ms. Jacqueline Vandergriff, and then follow her, Rebecca Johnson, with the prayer. And then we're going to get right to it, okay? Go for it.
Good evening, Kathy Clyburn, Ms. Rebecca Johnson, Ms. Callie Pierce, Shania, and Jacob, and our listening audience and our special guest that will be on probably in 10 minutes. I'm going to read Romans 12, 1 through 13. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourself by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. always be eager to practice hospitality. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie. That was lovely, as always. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us all up again today. Thank you that you see and you hear us, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power and your mercy and your grace and your patience. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to come boldly to your throne and make requests. Thank you for Pastor O and Sister Kathy, Sister Jackie, Sister Callie, Shania, and Jacob, and all who participate and all who will listen. Thank you, Lord, for wise counselors. Thank you for all answered prayers. And, Lord, we come to you to ask to give us the motivation to help our youth, the youth on our block. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to also ask for the wisdom for each of us to do the thing you put us here to do in a way that pleases you. And I ask for all these things with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait a minute. I'm missing something here. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Rebecca and Sister Jackie. And thank you for all the listeners that are tuned in. Hey, the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Okay? It's calling for, okay. All right. Wake up, everybody. No more backwards thinking. Times are thinking ahead. Okay? And it's a call for people to wake up. To wake up, to get engaged, and make a difference. Okay? It's calling for reform, change, awareness, hope, and accountability. So whose responsibility is it? Okay? And who is, and what are we going to make up in our mind to do? Are we willing to roll up our sleeves and get busy with the challenges and the changes and the support and the sacrifice, meeting people where they are in order to make a difference in this world? Who is willing? Who is willing? Who is willing? 1 minute. Wow. Little rug rat. Who is willing? Okay. Got me all off track here. Okay. All right. Like I said, whose responsibility is it? No more backwards thinking. Times of thinking ahead. And it encourages all people to do better because they can do better when they are faced with a better tomorrow. Who is responsible and who is willing to take the responsibility and sacrificing and making this world a better place for our youth to live in? Are we willing to roll up our sleeves and get to it? What are we going to make up in our minds to do? Okay, what are we going to make up in our minds to do? It's calling for reform, change, awareness, hope, and accountability. So whose responsibility is it? And what are we going to make up in our minds to do? Are we willing to get busy with the challenges, the changes, the support, the sacrifices, and meeting people just where they are in order to make a difference in this world? Who is willing? Who's going to be in charge of the next chapter, passing the torch and running the race, doing great things because we prepared them to? we could do this. Our parents did it for us. They were focused. They spent time, quality time, so that we would not be a nuisance to the community or a burden to the community, okay? And I know that we can all picture, our kids growing and being good, productive citizens in the community, not being a nuisance, because we prepared them to go out there and do great things, okay? We don't want them out there making a bad name for themselves, okay? So Bring Back the Family. Bring Back the Family is a show that is designed to bring awareness to what we as parents and the community need to do for our youth, our kids, our children, educationally, professionally, spiritually, and just being totally in tune and involved in every aspect of their life and learning in order for our youth to be good, productive citizens so that they can contribute and be a contribution positively to society and others all around the world, wherever they go. Okay, so what do we propose to do? Bring Back the Family propose that we do this block by block, do something for the youth on your block. We were given what we needed to make it, so we should know what we need to do in order for the next generation to have what they need to make it, okay? And it's just simply giving back, giving more than what we had. It's a different time now, a different generational mindset, and we just have to meet them where they are, okay? Just doing something on your block. Something for the youth, books, book club, taking them to church, just conversation with them, showing them some love, some support, encouraging them with a kind word, with some inspirational words, being a very encouraging. We could do some career fairs, some education awareness. Okay, just showing love, kindness, concern. Do something on your block. Create some games. Talk to them about education. Talk to them about what it is that they want to do and what they can do. You know, check them out and see what their gifts and talents might be. We're all equipped with gifts and talents. And so it's up to us as adults and parents to bring those talents out. Tell me what have you been doing on your block. We've been on the show going on 2 years now. It might have been 2 years now. So share with us what you've done on your block or with your own children to help them to be able to get what it is that they're have to get where they're going, okay? Share it with us so that we can do some of those things. If it's working for you and your kids are and your youth are successful in doing what they're doing, they're getting the grade, making the grade, share it with the listening audience so that we could do some of the same things, okay? Life is short. It's so short. And I had a person call me today, and they were just kind of, you know, frizzle frazzled, you know, because they were saying that, you know, time is going so fast. It's going so fast, and, you know, life is just not waiting on nobody. It really is going fast, and when you think that you have a list that you're going to get done of things, of chores and different things that you plan to do for that day, and you get to the end of the day and you don't have them done, and you just wonder, where did all the time go? And they were expressing to me that it's, you know, it's almost the 4th of July. And, you know, the summer, you know, you could almost say it's over because time is just going so fast and, you know, we're not getting the things done that we think we should get done. And so And so I'm sure a lot of people feel like that, because even getting this show together, even if I had the whole day today, but still, it's always these last-minute things that you have to do, that things get in the way, and you don't always get them done. So it's like it's always a rush time. Life is short. Life does go fast. And I don't know if it's because we're older now and that it's going fast for us. And I kind of ask the young people, is it going fast for them? You know, because I remember when we were kids and Christmas would take forever to come. But now it comes so fast. It's here before you know it. And you're planning before, you know, way before it gets here. And so we're going to talk about today, because life is short, and we just never know what tomorrow's going to bring. We never know what tomorrow's going to bring. And so today is going to be part two of Resources, Life After Death, and getting your affairs in order. A lot of times that we don't communicate with each other as families as far as what we should be doing, our last wishes and things that we want to pass on to the next person, or if we even have our affairs in order, you know, like insurance and things like that. And so what if the breadwinner just happens to be the one that we lose, and where would that leave their family? What are we planning for our youth, you know, for our kids that we might possibly leave behind? And you know, it's been so many. I heard a report the other day that it's been so many deaths caused by car accidents, that it was just an astronomical number. And you just never know when your life is going to change overnight. You could become, you know, we could die, or we could become disabled. And so what are we preparing and what are we putting in order and in place for us to be able to have things in order? You know, if some of these things happen to us, you know, who do we have in charge? What are we, you know, what are we leaving behind, or if we're leaving nothing? And so we're going to talk about that. We have Ms. Jackie Vandergriff on, and she's going to talk to us about those things. And then we have Joshua Johnson on. Joshua Jackson, returning RVP Joshua Jackson, and he'll talk about those things. So have some questions available. Life after death and the importance of having your affairs in order for family. We all have a date with death, but don't know exactly when. So what is our responsibility to our family and the children we may leave behind? Family dynamics before and after death. What will happen if the loss of death is the breadwinner? How are they supposed to make it? When do we talk to our youth about death, dying, finances, and affairs? Many questions will be asked and answered so that we can get on the right track, okay? So we're going to talk about that today. Ms. Jackie, if you want to start, where are you? Okay. Mr. Jackson, if you want to start, you are both on. And just welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Let me take the honors of introducing Mr. Jackson.
Go right ahead.
Yes. I have been knowing Mr. Jackson for close to about 9 years, and I watched this young man mature and grow and become the man that I am truly impressed with, because he is one of the most dedicated young people that I have met in a long time. This young man started with the company at age 19 under the leadership of Tyrone Taylor and First Lady Carolyn Taylor and all of the senior advisors that helped him grow into the man that he is today. I am super proud of him because I'm super proud of him. He said he's logging in right now. But I'm super proud of him because he has a love for helping people. And in his journey, as he go about helping people, he's doing, this is his ministry, to help people, help our people understand that we have been fooled for a long time. And stability is very important. And as you listen to this young man, keep an open mind, because I call him my coach, because even a baby can teach you something. This young man is a great leader. If you don't know the answer, you'll say, let me get back with you. I'll get the answer for you. But 9 times out of 10, he has the answer for you. But he's going to talk to you today. And if you're on right now, you can jump in. But he's going to talk to you today about what is the purpose of income protection, and why it's so important that we protect ourselves as well as our families. Our loved ones needs to have this information, because I remember, and I'm going to say this while he's logging on, and I laugh about this. He was years ago when he first started, and he was talking to a young man about covering his income, and the young man said, I can't afford that. And he said, really? Well, can you afford, I believe it was $2 or $3 a day. He said, I can afford that. And this young man, every day he would put up $2 or $3 a day. And he would take it to the bank and deposit it. So at the end of the month, when it was time to pay it, he had that covered. Well, guess what? That young man that did that is still doing that today. But he's covered. The most important thing is that he did not understand putting a certain amount away. But when you broke it down to you're spending more than that a day on right now is, well, you can't get nothing for $3 because the pop is almost $3. But anyway, but what he was saying is that he educated him. And that has been a loyal customer, because that young man today is still putting that $3 in the bank every day to make sure he covered himself and his family. Okay, Mr. Jackson, are you there? I think you have to press 1 to come in. So while he's pressing 1 to come in, he said he's on. Okay, Ms. Kathy, he's on. Mr. Joshua Jackson, Coach Joshua Jackson, welcome to Bring Back the Family.
Amen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. Oh, my goodness. Just let me know where I need to send a check for that incredible introduction. Man, made the coach look better than what the coach really is. That was awesome. Well, first and foremost, I just want to give God all the praise, give God all the honor, and give God all the glory. God is good, y'all. all the time and all the time. God is good, and God is just doing some tremendous things for this call. God is just doing some tremendous things for this community. God is doing some tremendous things for this unit, and I'm seeing nothing but peace and prosperity moving forward with this call. And I'm going to be obedient, be obedient to my time, but just want to talk to you folks a little bit about planning for the future. Jackie just did a phenomenal job laying that foundation, talking about the importance of making sure we're covered, the importance of making sure we're properly protected, the importance of making sure we're financially educated and we're financially literate. Folks, we could talk about a million things as it relates to your finances. We could talk about getting debt-free. We can talk about improving your credit. We can talk about making sure you have a will. We can talk about making sure you're avoiding taxes. We can talk about building a nest egg for the future. But the foundation to any successful game plan, listen to me and listen to me clearly, step one, is making sure you have the right type of life insurance coverage in place, right? That is so key. That is so critical. That is so essential, right? See, 15 years ago when I got started in this industry, once again, time flies. I just heard the young lady talk about time flies. Yes, it does. I feel like yesterday I got started. But 15 years ago, getting started in this industry, when I got introduced to the term life insurance, my immediate connotation was paying for a funeral. That's what I thought life insurance was. If you die, you know, want to make sure my funeral was paid up. When you said life insurance, okay, I'm thinking, okay, hey, past the funeral, let's make sure my burial was paid for. Hey, let's make sure, hey, my children can have a couple dollars, right? That was my immediate, ignorant, not knowing connotation of life insurance. Then I got engaged in this industry. Then I got certified in this industry. Then I got licensed in this industry. And now 15 years later, folks, I can tell you today, 15 years later, that is the farthest thing from the truth, right? No, that's not why you get life insurance, is to pay for a funeral. It's included, right? No, that's not why you get life insurance, is just to pay for a burial. No, but it is included. The purpose of life insurance is just like Jackie just talked about. It's called income protection. It's called income replacement. See, folks, that's the problem. In our community, for the people that look like you and I, we're not taught about proper coverage, proper protection, because I'm pretty sure majority of us on this call, parents, grandparents, right, we want to make sure we're an example. That's the greatest thing we can do for the youth. Let's tie this back to the youth. The greatest thing you can do is not tell the youth. The greatest thing you can do is show the youth. That's the greatest thing you can do for the next generation, is be the example of the direction they should follow. Right, we can talk until we blew in the face. The greatest gift someone did for me 15 years ago was give me an example, show me the way, teach me step by step what to do and how to do it by example. So let's get back to it, right? The greatest thing you want to do is make sure your income is protected, right? That's why life insurance is so important. So if you're on this call, you say, well, hey, coach, hey, Mr. Jackson, hey, you know, me and my family, we live a comfortable lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I have insurance with my job. Hey, I have another insurance policy, right? But if you die, God forbid, how is your income going to come into your household the next month? Yeah, I know you got coverage with your job. I know you might have another life insurance policy outside of your job, right? But Mr. and Mrs. Client, whoever's listening to me, hear me and hear me clearly. I'm concerned about the income for you and your family. That is so key and that is so important, right? Because in the black community, for the most part, when somebody dies, it's typically two deaths. It's the first death is of the person, and then the second death is of the income. And when the income dies, guess what else dies? The lifestyle dies as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the most devastating thing that you will ever encounter in life, the most devastating thing you can ever encounter, is loss of a loved one. By far, the most devastating experience you will ever have in this lifetime is loss of a loved one. The second most devastating thing you will ever experience is now, because that loved one is gone, now your lifestyle is gone as well, right? So once again, if your family is accustomed to living a certain type of lifestyle,
my goal, my responsibility is to make sure, hey, we can keep this lifestyle. We can keep this income. We can keep this unit together. How? Through the proper type of life insurance. The proper type of life insurance. That's what we do for families. We sit down with families, right? What makes me so different from any other company? What makes me so special versus any other individual you'll meet in the industry? Most people come to sell you a product. I come to sit down with you and offer you and your family a total solution. A total solution. I decided 15 years ago when they said, hey, we're setting up solutions for families. We're not just selling products. We want to set up a solution. So if your family is accustomed to you bringing home $4,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $7,000 a month, whatever your family is accustomed to learn, excuse me, whatever your family is accustomed to getting on a month-to-month basis, I want to make sure, God forbid, if anything happened to you, your kids will keep having that income. Your partner will keep having that income. That lifestyle that your family is accustomed to living will continue to have and prosper after you become an angel. Am I right about it? I tell people all the time, the most important job that I have as a man is, God forbid, if I don't make it home tonight, tomorrow my family can keep the home. That's my number one obligation in life. God forbid, if I don't make it home, tomorrow my family can keep the home. That's it. I tell people all the time, Jackie V, know this, right? The most expensive bill in my family's household each and every month, by far, it's not even close, the most expensive bill is my life insurance bill. You say, well, Coach, why do you say that? Well, Mr. Jackson, why do you say that? Let me explain to you why. If I die tomorrow and my life insurance isn't paid, how is the mortgage going to get paid? If I die tomorrow and the life insurance isn't paid, right, how is DTE going to get paid? How is the cell phone going to get paid? How is food going to stay on the table, right, if my life insurance isn't paid? The most important expense each and every month is my life insurance, because that's just how much my family means to me, right? Things get tough, things get tight, right? Cancel the cell phone. Don't cancel my life insurance. Things get tough, things get tight. Cancel Comcast. Don't cancel my family's financial future. Am I right? Life insurance is that important, folks. So that's the foundation. You want to make sure you're properly covered and properly protected. And like I said, most of you on this call tonight, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever that may be, you might say, hey, I already got a policy in place. Now here's the blessing, folks. The blessing about the call, the blessing about this opportunity, you want to make sure you have the right type of coverage in place. That's what I do for families. I let people know, hey, you have options. Hey, I came into this industry 15 years ago because that was something that appealed to me. Options. What else is out there? Am I right about it? Can I potentially save some money? Can I potentially have some more value? Can I potentially get some more coverage? Hey, is this some fine print out there that I'm ignorant about? Is this something out there, right, written in the fine print that I don't know about, right? I want to know all my options. Options is so key, folks. So like I said, most of you have coverage. Most of you have protection, right? But I challenge you, right, make sure you understand all options available to you. That is very key. That is very important, right? So we have services. What we do, folks, we sit down with families. We build game plans. We set up families' financial futures. We talk about investments. We talk about retirement. We talk about a lot of different things financially, right? But like I said, you want to make sure, step one, is making sure your family is protected. You want to make sure your legacy is protected, right? I tell clients this all the time, right? I'd rather buy life insurance 10 years too early over 10 minutes too late. Okay, maybe y'all didn't catch what I just said. I said I'd rather get the right type of coverage in place 10 years too early over 10 minutes too late. Folks, our goal is to be able to leave an inheritance to our children's children. I think I read that somewhere. Our goal is to leave a legacy, to make sure our names carry weight, right? You hear about a lot of names. You hear about the Fords. You hear about the DuPonts. You hear about the Rockefellers. You hear about the Illiges. right? You hear about a lot of prestigious, prominent names. But I believe the same God that blessed those families is going to be the same God that's going to bless your family. God don't love those families no more than he love you, right? So what you got to do is make sure your name has equity behind it, right? How can you set that up? How can we get this started? Coach, what we need to do, right? Let's set up a consultation, right? Let's make sure you're cover protected, right? Let's make sure you're educated. Let's make sure you're informed, right? Let's make sure, once again, I said this about 10 times, let's make sure you understand all options available to you. That's very key. That's very important, making sure you understand all options that are available to you. Because, like I said, proper coverage and proper protection is so important, right? I heard the young lady say a few minutes ago, right, life is short. Yes, it is. Life is short, y'all. Life is precious, right? So you want to make sure you cover and protect what's most precious to you. You want to make sure you cover and protect what's most important to you. Am I right about it? And I love to say it, right? Most people don't plan to fail. We just simply fail to plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think we also read, without a vision, people perish. Let's make sure tonight you got a financial vision in place for you and your family. Let's make sure tonight you and your family got a blueprint in place to make sure, hey, God forbid, no matter what happens to the economy, God forbid, no matter what happens with my job, no matter what happens with my business, no matter what happens with my career, my family is financially bulletproof. My family is financially sound. My family is financially safe. That is so key, folks. Making sure no matter what the economy, I don't even pay attention. People talk about, well, you know, coach, you know, the gas price is going up. What you going to do, not put gas in your car? I mean, no, we plan for these things, right? We plan for these things. You make sure your money is in the right type of accounts. So if the economy is good, if the market is bad, it doesn't matter, right? Because your money is positioned in the right type of vehicles. Your money is positioned in the right type of accounts. That's what we do. That's what we do. Now, folks, if you called a Smith & Barney, folks, if you called an Edward Jones, folks, if you called a T. Rowe Price, if you called a Charles Schwab, they might charge you anywhere from $300 to $800 for a 30 to 45-minute consultation with one of their professionals. A 30 to 45-minute consultation with one of their financial advisors and one of their financial representatives, right? Those services that they're charging $300-plus dollars for, I'm willing to sit down with families tonight or whenever we can set up and schedule an appointment. I'm available virtually. I'm available in person, right? I believe most of us are in the Metro Detroit area, right? I'm available virtually or I'm available to be with you in person to make sure your family can have a plan in place. But most importantly, you can get educated, you can get informed, and once again, you can understand all options that are available to you. I can set up that same service. I can give you that same blueprint, totally complimentary, totally free, because it is called tonight, right? So we just want to make sure, once again, families are covered, families are protected, right? Just to make sure we have the peace of mind knowing, hey, God forbid, if anything happened to me, my family is safe. God forbid, if anything happened to me, my family is secure. It's nothing like going to sleep with having a peace of mind. Hey, man, so I want to be respectful of the time. Jackie, I don't know if we open it up for questions or how are we kind of carrying it from here?
Yeah, I have a question. We have – okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. This is Sister Rebecca. And I just want to know, in 2023, is a 401k still a good idea?
What I typically encourage my clients to do, whatever you're getting free or at very little cost with your employer, such as a 401k vehicle, I know a lot of employers might add or even match what you're putting into your vehicle. Whatever opportunity you have with your job, that's great. That's great. Take advantage of that. But what's most important is that you own and control private investments outside of your job that you control and that you own. Because as you know, with your 401k, that's employee sponsored. So your employer essentially has control over it until you reach retirement age. So I encourage my clients, hey, whatever you got free or at very little cost with your employer, take advantage of that. But most importantly, you just want to have something that you own and control outside of work. We call them Roth IRAs. A Roth IRA is the only individual retirement account that you can have that are not subject to income taxes, like a 401k. The IRS actually lets you redeem your Roth IRA income tax-free. So, yeah, so once again, to answer your question, whatever you got free, it's your job. Take advantage of it. 401k, take advantage of it. But what you want to put a priority on is making sure you have private investments, a private retirement account that you own and you can control, and that you can take money out tax-free. We also specialize with that as well. That's a part of understanding those options and understanding what's available to you. Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. No problem.
Okay, if anybody else have a question, you could press 1, and I'll open your mic. You'll be able to ask a question. We have a caller want a question, 9546. You have a question?
Hi, I'm Alexis, and I just graduated from high school. My question is, why is it important to get insurance as a young person like me?
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's a phenomenal question, and I love the mentality you have to be such a young person and even inquire about that. The number one advantage you have is that you're so young. And the younger you are, the better your rates are going to be. Right, so I got started in the industry 15 years ago, and I was able to lock in a very attractive rate because, once again, I was so young. So if you're young, if you're in good health, right, you can lock in $500,000, $1 million in coverage under 30, 40, 50 bucks a month, right, because you are so young. And that rate that you lock in, you'll carry that rate throughout the rest of your adult life, right? So a lot of people end up giving me a call when they're 55, when they're 65, but now they might have faced a few medical challenges. Now it might be a little bit more expensive to obtain life insurance, right? So to answer your question, the younger you are, the more inexpensive the policy is going to be. So now we can take advantage of the best rates because you are so young. Great question.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. Okay, so what would that do for her? What all can she get out of a policy like that? When they started young, over a long period of time, with her being so young, what else, other things that she could get out of that policy? I know it's for, you know, for your future as far as family and all of that. And what else does it offer in the policy? Can you borrow from it? Is there any, you know, what is it? Yeah,
great question, great question. So that's another part of my financial game plan that we put in place for family. So in the young lady's example, and I'm just kind of making up numbers off the top of my head, I don't have anything in front of me, but let's say the young lady was putting away $100 a month, right, in her financial plan. Of that $100 a month, 50 of it will be allocated towards her coverage and her protection. She'll probably qualify for well over $1 million in coverage because of her age. And the other $50 a month, we'll put that into that Roth IRA that she owns and that she controls. And the economy and the stock market is giving her 10 to 15% rate of return, right? So this young lady that's 18 today, in 40 years, this young lady will be 58, okay? So her policy might be valued at $1.5 million, right? And her IRA might be valued at $700,000 and $800,000, right? Because she's been consistent and she's been faithful with putting away and saving this $100 a month each and every month for the next 40 years. So now she has a whole financial plan. So now she's almost 60. She has $1 million in life insurance. She has close to $1 million in her savings. Now she's seeing the full value of being consistent with that $100 a month each and every month, right, till the age of retirement. Great question.
Wow. That's powerful.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference? Okay, so you have what, like whole life and term. What's the difference? Are those the only two that it is?
Yeah, so it's two types of policies. It's very simple. Insurance is broke up in two categories. You either have life insurance with cash savings or you have life insurance without cash savings. It's only two types of coverage. Either you have cash savings or you don't. So over the last 100 years, the insurance industry has tricked us. When I say us, I'm talking consumers. The insurance industry has tricked us into purchasing a program, an insurance program, that combines insurance coverage and savings. We call it cash value. So they advertise it in a way that you feel like it's attractive because they say, hey, if you ever need your money will allow you to borrow it. All right, so you've got to kind of sit there and let that resonate and let that marinate a little bit. The company says, hey, if you ever want your money, we'll let you borrow it. That just didn't sit well with me. If I want my money, I'll take my money, right? So the insurance industry, once again, last 100 years, they have been setting our families up to get a life insurance policy, right? If I touch my money, I have to be charged 1% to 3% interest, and when I pay it back, I'm charged 6% to 8% interest, right? So what we do, we teach families how to separate insurance from savings. Because you got to think about it, folks. Life insurance is the only type of insurance that builds cash value. Does your health insurance policy have money you can borrow from? No. Does your car insurance policy, does that build cash savings that you can borrow from? No. Right? Does your cell phone insurance? If nothing happens to your cell phone, can you borrow money from yourself? No, it doesn't work that way. So once again, the insurance industry and life insurance has put a stipulation in place that's really been having our family keep our money under inflation for over the past 100 years. So what we do, we teach families how to separate it. So get your life insurance and coverage in place where you're only paying for life insurance, nothing else. And separately, outside of that, let's open you up some private investments and some private savings that you own and control outside of your job. Because once again, like I just told the other young lady, whatever you're getting at your job, that's great, but you just don't want to depend on that. That's very dangerous. Most people only depend on what their job giving them, and if something happens to that account with your job, you don't have anything. So you want to diversify. Mm-hmm. That's a very key word. Write that down. You want to diversify and have equity, and you want to have portfolios outside of your job that you own and that you can control and that you got oversight over. Yep, great question.
Okay. 6412, you have a question? Let me see. Mother Irma?
Hello.
Is that you?
Yes.
You have a question? Yes, 6412.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear this type of subject being on with us tonight. And I do have a few questions, certainly wanting to know if I've made a choice over my time and if there's possibility that he would give me a one-on-one set time to be able to talk with him.
I think I heard something about a one-on-one time. I'm so sorry. I didn't catch the first part of your statement. I am so sorry.
I'm just stating that I had several questions I'd like to go over with you. And I just wondered if it's a time that I could have to sit down and go over things that I have put in place.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I would probably encourage for most of us, because most questions you might ask might be private questions that might be tailor-made, that might be specific to your financial situation. So, yeah, that would definitely be best if we can get into contact with you or you can get in contact with Jackie and, you know, we can definitely set up a one-on-one private consultation so we can kind of look at your total landscape. And like I said, I'm going to offer that service totally free just to kind of give you an overlook and show you exactly what you have in place and once again show you what options that are available to you. That is so important in our community that we thoroughly understand what options we have. Yes, we have A, B, and C today. But you might be able to get A, B, and C for half the price, but you just didn't understand you had that option, right? And that's what we want to be able to do is sit down with you and kind of show you all your options and what else potentially might be out there that might even be put you in a better situation.
Appreciate knowing
that.
Okay. I'd like very much to get in touch with you because you do want to talk with somebody that's knowledgeable and someone that you can trust to discuss these matters with. I'd appreciate if we can get it together.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
I look forward
to
speaking with you for
sure. Yeah, we'll make sure you get that
good information,
Mother Irma. Did you have another question, or you say you had a few questions, or are you just going to wait until your consultation?
Right, wait to my consultation. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you for that. We will make sure you get in touch with Coach Jackson. We'll sure
thanks
make
very
that happen.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Coach Jackson, you're doing a very good job. But would you like to share with the audience about why it's important for insurance if it's a catastrophic illness?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely, folks. And I'm glad you brought that up, Jackie. Most people that purchase life insurance typically look at it just for the death side, and that is probably the most important part, absolutely. But working with me, I can actually offer you another option. So we not only have a death benefit, I also have something called a living benefit as well. Right, so that's something you probably didn't think about with life insurance. Like, Josh, this is for, you know, my kids. This is for my family if I die. That's true. It is true, but it's a more to that story, right? So let's say, God forbid, if you get diagnosed with an illness that a doctor deems to be terminal, right? You're dealing with a terminal illness, right? Working with me, we can set you up with a contract in place where we'll advance you up to 70% of your face amount in cash, right? So let's say you had a policy, right? Your policy is $1 million. You got $1 million life insurance policy, right? You have a $500,000 life insurance policy. Let's say at $500,000. That'd be a little bit better. You got a $500,000 life insurance policy, and you get diagnosed with cancer, let's say. Got diagnosed with a terminal cancer, right? Your doctor fills out all the necessary paperwork. We go ahead and process that paperwork. We'll send you a check for 70%. That's $350,000 cash that you have while you're still living. Let's talk about that, still living, right? No other company has something like that in place like I have, right? So we want to make sure if you die, your family, once again, is covered and protected. But once again, hey, if you're still living, let's see if we can use this money to pay for some alternative treatments that insurance won't pay for. I have a young lady right now. I forgot what cancer she got diagnosed with. But she got diagnosed with a terminal cancer like 10 years ago. One of my clients, she had a very substantial policy, right? And what happened, folks, when she got diagnosed with her cancer, she remembered what I told her about her living benefits and her living will, right? And what happened was we sent her a check for $450,000. And she was able to use that money, and she went to a holistic retreat or a holistic hospital in Arizona somewhere. And I'm talking about this treatment, right, that she was receiving, this alternative treatment, was valued at like $40,000, $50,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, insurance isn't paying for that. But because she had the right type of coverage, I keep telling y'all this, because she had the right type of protection, because she had the right information, she was able to afford them. Fast forward 10 years later, this young lady, you wouldn't even know she had cancer. Cancer-free, perfect health. Why is that? How is that possible, Coach? Right? Because she had the right type of coverage in place. Right? She had the right type of coverage in place that gave her the options of seeking it alternative treatments. Right? Because she had the money. Absolutely. So we want to make sure you not only understand the death benefit side, you know, if anything were to happen to you, but we also want to make sure you're set up as well on that living side. God forbid, if any medical challenges arise, you have cash in hand and cash up front to do whatever you feel like is necessary to see if we can beat those challenges financially. Absolutely. Great question, Jackie B.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's part of the catastrophic.
Say it one more time.
Right. That's part of the catastrophic that you were talking about,
yes,
that you were speaking,
yes,
of.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Those living benefits.
Great.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's the difference between the term and the whole? Because are those
the
two
that it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just what, like what we talked about. The whole has cash. The term doesn't have cash. So you have life insurance with cash. That's the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance without cash. That's the term. So that's what we do. We show individuals how to separate insurance from cash, because that's the only difference between the two. One bundles insurance and cash. That's the whole. And one is strictly insurance coverage and strictly insurance protection. That's the term. So with the whole life, you got to pay for that policy your whole entire life. That's the whole life
mm-hmm.
policy. With the term policy, you only pay for this policy for a specific term or a period of your life, right? And now
mm-hmm.
outside of your policy, we're building you wealth with your portfolio. So when you look up 20, 30, 40 years from now, you got $500,000, you got $400,000, you got $750,000 in cash saved in your Roth IRA, tax-free, your family is financially independent. Your family is financially free, right? So that's what we educate families, making sure you understand the whole contract and understand that whole financial piece to make sure you and your family are going to be in the best place possible in the future.
Okay, and the one, the best one is the whole, right?
So once again, yeah, you don't want to deal with the whole. The whole is the one that
okay,
has cash
the term.
Savings. Absolutely. So you don't want any cash savings, because cash savings, if I die, I lose all my savings. And if I cash in my savings, I forfeit and
mm-hmm.
I lose all my insurance coverage. So the worst financial move you could ever make is purchase something that has cash savings. That's the whole life policy.
Okay.
You never want to have anything that has cash savings bundled with insurance. If you're buying insurance
mm-hmm.
coverage, you want to buy insurance coverage and insurance coverage only, right? And that's the term coverage. So once again, the whole life, you're paying this your whole entire life. The term policy,
mm-hmm.
you're paying for this a term or a period of your life. So that's the most important thing we want to do, is make sure people are knowledgeable about what exactly they have in place for them and their family for the insurance part. Yeah. Great question.
Got it.
Great question.
Okay. All right. Any more questions? I'm trying to see. Cash savings. Okay. Yep. Okay. Do we have any more questions? That was very, very, very informative, and it's such a topic that really needs to be talked about more. It should be, like you said, at the forefront.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
the biggest bill. Like that.
Yeah, and I was just telling a young lady I had a meeting with this morning, another
mm-hmm.
issue in our community is just our priorities, to be honest with you. Our priorities are a little off, right? We have put more time, effort, and energy planning a vacation than we will planning our financial future. Right? We'll put more time, put more energy. We'll research hotels. We'll research resorts. We'll research, right, everything in the world about that family vacation. But we won't even research what the different options my family has for retirement. What different options do my family have for insurance, right? How can I make sure I have a will in place? Too many people in our community, we die and we leave a bill. I want to change the narrative. God forbid if something happens to you, we're not going to leave a bill. I want you to leave a will, right? We show families
mm-hmm.
how to have a will in place. You got legal documents in place saying exactly what your final wishes are. How do you want certain things allocated, right? That's a part of that financial
mm-hmm.
education piece that we teach families, and that's what we'll be able to do when we set up that one-on-one consultation, totally free, 30 minutes.
You know, Mr. Jackson, can you explain to the audience what a SPAN number is?
Yeah, great question. SPAN, F-I-N, Financial Independence Number. The financial independence number, folks, is so critical and so important, because we live in a day and age, right, where you need to know how much money you need to have saved and accumulated to retire. See, if we were talking to some of our parents, if we were talking to some of our grandparents, they might tell you, hey, retirement age is 65. Hey, retirement age is 68. In 2023, you really can't say that. In 2023, how much money do you need to have saved and accumulated to make sure you can live off of this money for the rest of your life and you no longer have to work for money? That's what your FIN is, your financial independence number. How much money do you need to have saved
how much money do you need to have accumulated to guarantee you never have to work for money, right, because your money is working for you? That is so important. I'm glad you brought that up, Jackie, because so many of us, right, think we're ready for retirement, but we don't have enough saved for retirement, right? So that's another calculation I'll break down to you when we do that financial overview. And once I kind of show you your options, letting you know for your family situation, how much do you need to have saved for your family? How much does your house need to have accumulated to make sure you can retire properly and you no longer need to work for money because now your money is working for you? Great question.
Great. That's a lot. Wow. Great show.
But you know,
That's great.
Mr. Jackson, we have been talking to the audience about AI, artificial intelligence, taking over so many jobs and preparing folks for their future if they're in a working age group. Because in, I think it's 2030 or 2035, there's going to be a lot of jobs that are going to no longer be needed. But in our business, we offer opportunities for people. Could you talk to people about that?
Oh, great. Great question. And once again, Jackie, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. What makes our opportunity so unique, what makes working with me so special, is that I show individuals through entrepreneurship how to create pure income. That is so critical. Pure income. And you say, Coach, what is pure income? Mr. Jackson, what is pure income? Pure, P-U-R-E, pure, P. I show individuals how to create passive income. That's very key in this day and age. You want passive income. What is passive income, Coach? Passive income is you making money while you sleep. Right? Warren Buffett said it best. If you never find a way to create an environment where money works while you sleep, you might be working for money the rest of your life. Right? So we show people how to create P, passive income. That is so key. Right? What makes me financially bulletproof to the economy? What makes me financially bulletproof to AI, as you said, Jackie? We show people how to create the letter U. What is U? Unlimited income. Unlimited income, right? Through a business, you can create unlimited income. 15 years ago, when I got started into this company, when I got started working in this industry, right, I was told at the job, right, my income was capped at $70,000 a year. That was the cap. That was the ceiling, right? And I just believe John 10 and 10, he came so we could have life and have it more abundantly, right? And so many people think when we talk about that passage of scripture, we talking about money. No, that passage of scripture is talking about life, right? All areas of your life. You want abundance in all areas. I don't want abundance with money, but my health is messed up. And vice versa. I don't want to have perfect health, but I'm too broke to travel to enjoy my health. We want a combination of both, right? We don't want to be so heavenly bound. We're no earthly good. I mean, I'm not trying to get too preachy tonight. I said I'm not doing that. But listen to me and hear me out clearly, folks. We want an opportunity to show you how to create unlimited income where nobody can ever put their thumb on you and tell you you're only worth $30 an hour. You're only worth $20 an hour. You're only worth whatever that amount be, right? You get to control how much you're worth, right? That you, that stands for unlimited. Let's talk about the R, P-U-R, pure, R. What does the R stand for, right? You want recurring income. You want recurring income. Like Jackie showed you, she's been working with me over 9 years, right? That young lady is getting set up to get paid this year for work she put in 8 years ago. It's called recurring income, right? I'm having individuals get paid today, folks, for work they put in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. It's on a recurring basis. It won't stop. Artificial intelligence can't replace that. Artificial intelligence can't duplicate that. And let's talk about the letter E, P-U-R-E. Let's recap. The P, passive income. The U, unlimited income. The R, recurring income. And the letter E, my favorite letter in the word pure, right? What's E stand for? E stands for equitable. Equitable. Equitable income. Well, you know, Coach, I make high six figures at my job. Yeah, Coach, you know, I make a quarter of a million at my job. Yeah, Coach, my job treat me good. Yeah, Coach, my job treat me well. I can appreciate that. And that's a blessing because most people are not in that situation. But here's the problem. I don't care how good your job treats you. I don't care how good your boss treats you. Your boss not going to give you ownership of that job. Your company not going to let you own that job. Right? No matter what they do, you work there for 30, 40 years, you cannot pass your 40-year tenure to your kids. We talking about the youth. We talking about helping the next generation. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do at your job in 30, 40 years, I can't leave my seniority to my children. I can't do that. Right? They got to start where they start. I want to show you how to build something with the business where your kids can start where you stop. I hope that didn't go over some of y'all here. Right? Mm-hmm. I want to show you how to build and create something where your children can start where you stop. Right? So once again, pure income. That's what makes us bulletproof to the economy. And most importantly, you're starting part-time. So whatever you got going on full-time, whatever you got going on professionally, keep doing that. But folks, listen to me, folks. I cannot stress this enough. Getting financial education, getting financial literacy, 5 to 10 hours a week on a part-time basis changed my life 15 years ago. And not only changed my life, it's going to change my unborn children's life as well. Why? Because they'll be different. Because my mindset is different. And that's what we do for individuals today. That's what we show individuals on a part-time basis, right? Coming in, let's get you trained, let's get you developed. Let's get you knowledgeable. Let's get you the information. Let's get you the education. Because, folks, when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
Great question, Jeff.
Well, Coach, would you talk to them about how when I was stricken with COVID and wasn't able to do anything, I was, they said, critically stable, which is one step away from being bedridden. And how I received passive income coming in, and I didn't even know it was coming, and it helped pay some of those medical bills?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that just goes back to that pure income that we showed you how to establish 8 years ago, 9 years ago. Now that, God forbid, whatever the situation is, in your example, you know, you were a little down with COVID. You know, you were down, but you wasn't knocked out. Man, that's a meeting all of itself right there. You were down, but you wasn't knocked out, right? Because of the system that we created, you were still able to get some of that equitable income. You were still able to get that recurring income. You were still able to get that passive income to offset any challenges that was facing you, right? And I just think if the situation was any different, Jackie, if you was at the job and let's say you were down because of COVID for 6 months, how much the job gonna keep paying you, right? I hope you got some great disability, long-term disability insurance. Because I think after so much, the job going to say, hey, we about to kind of cut ties. Am I right about it? Right? So it's so key. It's so important, folks. In this day and age, you need a plan B. You need a backup plan. Don't depend on your job as the only way to make money. That's scary. You shouldn't do that. Once again, it's a blessing you got a job. It's a blessing that you on your feet. But just don't depend on one way of making money. You want multiple streams and multiple ways of making money. Great question.
Great question and great answers. Thank you. Any more questions? Anyone have any more questions talking about life insurance and making a way for your youth? If the breadwinner of the house just happened to pass away, if you have any more questions, if not, then we will thank Coach Jackson for being with us. Very good. Give us all your information that we need so that we can pass it on, and the ones that heard today, they can pass it on, and they can call you if they have further need for your services.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That was great. And Jackie, if you're still there, we can definitely go ahead and have individuals set up a time to meet with Jackie. And Jackie, I trust this young lady with my life, one of the very few people that I actually trust to that degree. So Jackie will definitely navigate and set up a time where we can set up a one-on-one private consultation
and show you and your family how to get in the best position possible. Because like I said, folks, at the end of the day, if you don't hear anything else, your family deserves the best. And the best is going to be a byproduct of you getting knowledgeable on how to obtain the best, right? Understanding what's out there, understanding your options, understanding your rights. Because once again, folks, when you know better, you do better. So like I said, let's set up a 15, 20, 30 minutes tops, one-on-one consultation, totally complimentary, totally free, and let's see what you have in place. Because like I said, most of you, most adults have something already in place. The problem is they just don't understand, once again, what other options are available. And that's what I can do for 15 to 30 minutes, kind of educate you and kind of show you exactly what you have in place and also what other options are available to you. So, yeah, Jackie, you there? You want to kind of give everybody your contact information, or we can kind of get their contact information, whatever you feel is most effective, and we can kind of move in that direction.
Okay. Well, my number is 313-467-6503. That's 313-467-6503. My name is Jackie, which you all know.
Okay, thank you. That's Miss Jackie, and that's 467-6503, 313 area code, 467-6503. Okay. It's time for us. You know, we are so behind on what we should be doing for our youth, so let's catch up and make sure that we make some plans for some plans for our youth and the ones that we, you know, possibly be leaving behind. A lot of work to do. Okay, thank you, Coach Joshua. We appreciate you, and we always welcome to come back again. And we are going to be glad to have you again, because we need to keep doing these forums so that we can really get in tune to what it is that we need to do.
Oh, no problem at all. God bless you. I thoroughly enjoyed the call. Thank you so much. God bless everyone underneath the sound of my voice. And I look forward to hearing and speaking to everybody soon so we can get everybody on the right path financially. Absolutely.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Miss Rebecca, hello. Did you have something that you wanted to share with us? Now we have, let's see what else we want to talk about here. That was some good information, you know. And, you know, like you said, it's better for you to be younger and have things in order where you get a, you can do more and it's cheaper and you get a bigger policy. So we need to make sure that our youth know, our young people know, our young adults know the benefits and, you know, having themselves covered. And get them used to leaving the next generation in a better position. Okay. Good information. Good information. I wish, that we had someone to tell us these things. And it's our job and our responsibility to tell the young people what they need to know so that they can make it, so that they can, you know, take this thing and run with it. Okay. They don't even know how much power they have. Okay. All right, Miss Rebecca, what was it you Hey. Those
hey.
Were some good questions.
Yeah.
Hey. What does everybody do? I just want to know, is anybody doing anything on their block to make a difference, to help our youth? I want to hear some stories. You know, Cat's Kids is continuing to do what we do. We go to the book club. We go golfing, and we go to the park, and we talk, and we communicate, and we love on each other, and it's just rewarding. So come on, tell us what you guys are doing. Break it in. Let us know. Give us something.
Well, you know, Sister Jackie, you're doing it right. I need to take a class from you, because I finally have a word to say about what happened with the kids on my block. And hey. I'm excited to sell it. I'm excited to sell it. So it's two brothers.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
And they're 11 and 8 years old. And I thought it would be a good idea to give them some work to do for some money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They were excited to do it. Their mother said that their grandmother had been teaching them how to pull weeds. So I said, I got some weeds over here. You can make $10 if you get this much weeds up. And if you do a good job, I'll pay you $15.
Wow.
Well,
I'm coming over.
It was more work for me than for them.
I bet.
They kept calling me. It was like they hadn't spent a lot of time outside before. They wanted to show me they found a spider. They wanted to ask me, could they trim the bushes instead? Could they water the grass instead?
Oh, my goodness.
And then the older boy, he said, oh, he wanted me to come look and see what kind of job he was doing. So I went over there, and I said, it's pretty good. And he says, well, it's pretty good enough to make $15. Excellent would be enough to make $15. So he said, oh, I want to keep working on it so I can make the $15. And, but it was hard work in the heat, and 2 hours went by, and they were done with it. They just kept calling and saying, I'm finished. I said, well, what about this weed, and what about that weed right there?
Uh-huh.
And so finally he says, I'll just take the $10.
Oh!
So I said, well, you're not done. I said, well, we can call it a day. But I'm going to pay you $8 because the job isn't finished.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, well, what do I have to do to finish? So we end up paying him $11, $10 for an okay job, and $1 for hazard. But the other little young man, he did not want to stop. He did not want to break, because he wanted to get $1.
He wanted to what? Finished. You broke up.
He wanted to make sure he got that $15. He didn't want no
okay.
$10.
I love it.
But I left him over there, and he just started crying. Bust out crying, Sister Kathy. It was tears involved. I didn't see y'all have a good time when you go out, catch kids.
So that was an 8-year-old started crying?
Yes.
Why?
He was crying because he didn't want to stop. He didn't want to take a break. Oh. He didn't want $10. And finish either. So I didn't know what to do.
I
encouraged
him. I like his style. Yeah. I like his style. I just let him go on and keep working.
He was dedicated to it.
Yeah.
But in any case, his mother made him stop. She says, no, you have to stop now. Take a shower.
Okay.
So I said, well, I'll pay you for half of the job, and you come back and do the other half another day. But they never came back. That was last week Saturday. I haven't seen them.
Oh, boy. You have to go and get them. You got to call for them. You know, and get out there with them and say, okay, come on, help me pull this weed out. And you got to help them pull it while they pulling it, because you got to kind of show them why they're doing it at the same time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just encourage them. You know, you did a good job, because that one that really wants to keep going, I'd have gave him that whole $15. Because we would have worked.
I should have told you.
Yeah,
this is my next move.
Yeah, he wanted to keep on working. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And whereas the other one said, well, I'm just going to take the 10, and he would have got the 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would have taught him never to give up. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is great.
What a story.
Yeah, I was excited.
Love it.
Yeah, I was excited to tell that.
Yeah, you got to get out there with them and dig and really show them how it's done, you know. Okay, now pull this one. Pull it. Come on, help me pull it, you know. And next time they'll know how to do it. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. And he could count, too, because he was like, shoot, 15 is more than 10.
Uh-huh, 8 years old.
He had sense enough to know that 15 was more than 10, and I wanted that whole 15. And I'm a sweat, blood, tears to get it. Good deal.
Yeah, I was trying to tell him it's a good hustle. It's a lot of weed in this neighborhood.
Right.
No, they were not having a good time, Sister Kathy. That was just hard work and fun.
Oh, yeah, no. It must have been really hot that day. You got to wait till the sun go down some.
Yeah.
Well, that is so cool. Well, hey, that's a good bring back the family story. And did you take some pictures?
Oh, no, I did not one. So I got to go over there and get them.
You do. We have to have those pictures of those moments. You have to have them. Mm-hmm. You have to have those pictures because those pictures are going to be worth something one day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because that's just the start of your block and your bring back the family. You're going to have other times when they're going to be doing something and you want pictures of all of those times and then, you know, you'll see and you can celebrate them. Mm-hmm. Display them, celebrate them, and then the other kids come around, you can show them the pictures, you know. And then sometimes you can show the city. This is what we do in our community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I like the way your mind works.
Yeah. Yeah, those pictures are going to come in handy. Get put them on our website and show what the Bring Back the Family kids are doing. Mm-hmm. And that'll give other people ideas. Yes. Great, great, great. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me see. Next, is this the last month, week of the month, 23rd? Okay, the 30th. We got one more on Friday. Is it 5 Fridays this month? Wow. It's going fast, and it's like, wow, we still have another week to go. And that's the end of it.
That's true. One more Friday.
Yes, one more Friday. So was it 5 Fridays? Let me see. Mm-hmm. It was.
True, 5 Fridays.
Okay. 5 Fridays. Wow, 1, 2, 3. It sure was. Okay, so we're going to have a 5th Friday. So maybe we can get the youth to do this next Friday. Since it's a 5th Friday, we could get the youth and the young adults to do the show Friday. And then next month we have some phenomenal women that I met over the weekend that have some programs and just a lot of information to share about the youth. And, you know, they're really interested in bringing back the family. So we're going to have some new voices on bring back finding some new information to offer to the family. Okay. Yep. So great show today. Great Jackie and great our VP Joshua Jackson. He is always phenomenal. And we'll have that information for the ones that want it and you guys can get together and do what you need to do to get those plans and things in order. Okay. Any more comments, questions, anything else we need to go over? Other than that, Ms. Jackie? You good?
I'm good. I'm doing my little small garden.
Okay, great. I think we're going to have the kids come over there and do some gardening one day because you do such a good job. Did you see the pictures I sent you, Ms. Johnson?
of Miss Jackie's garden.
I did. Nice? Gorgeous. Very
it
nice.
Is. It is.
I'm excited just looking at it.
Yes. And I'm excited. You know, we got a I know Mother Irma was talking about teaching the kids how to bake some cakes and pastries and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get around to doing that and then doing some sewing and just kind of keeping these rascals busy. And so I can't wait till these other ladies come on and share the things that they have to share. And it's going to give us a lot of good insight and some ideas to do for our youth. Okay? We up and coming. We are up and coming. Okay? So if all minds clear, next week we're going to get Jacob and Shania to run the show next week. And we'll see, you know, what happens with that. Okay, that's the last. Is that? Yeah, that's the last day of the month. June 30th on next Friday. So we can expect to receive a treat. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in. Tell somebody about Bring Back the Family. Congratulations to all the graduates. And, you know, and we congratulate you and we support you in all your pursuits. And we're proud of you. And the sky's the limit. You know, follow your dreams. Okay? Yep, and that's it. So tell somebody about Bring Back the Family. Pass on the flyers and the times when we're on and let them know what they're missing if they're not tuning in. Okay? All right. Well, you know what we do. We have work to do. See you next week.